Kevin Spacey, a dual Academy Award recipient, achieved widespread fame through his portrayal of enigmatic and morally complex anti-heroic characters in critically acclaimed productions such as The Usual Suspects and the renowned television series House of Cards. Renowned actor Kevin Spacey, aged 63, initially honed his skills on the theatrical stage before attaining widespread acclaim for his compelling performances in notable box office successes. In the critically acclaimed film American Beauty, he captivated audiences with his portrayal of a middle-aged father consumed by a desire for a teenage girl. He further showcased his versatility by embodying a chilling serial killer in Say 7N and the iconic villain in Superman Returns. However, Spacey's public presence has been markedly limited since 2017, predominantly confined to appearances at courthouses in the United States and the United Kingdom. Regrettably, he was among the first prominent figures to face allegations of sexual assault in the wake of the global #MeToo movement. Multiple young men accused him of misconduct, claims that Spacey vehemently denies. Born as Kevin Spacey Fowler in 1959 in New Jersey, he spent his formative years in California, where he briefly attended and was subsequently expelled from military school. Throughout his life, Spacey has candidly spoken about his troubled upbringing, recounting a strained relationship with his father, whom he described as a white supremacist and a neo-Nazi. His father's disdain for homosexuality and disapproval of his son's passion for theater added to the challenges Spacey faced during his youth. Nonetheless, in 1979, a determined young Spacey gained admission to the Juilliard School in New York, renowned for its performing arts programs. He achieved significant early success on stage, notably starring alongside the legendary Jack Lemmon in a 1986 production of Long Day's Journey Into Night. Subsequently, he made his foray into the world of cinema, initially securing a minor role as a subway thief in the film Heartburn that same year. Spacey then transitioned to television, earning critical acclaim for his portrayal of a paranoid, psychotic, and incestuous young crime boss in the series Wise Guy. This marked the beginning of a compelling trajectory in Hollywood, during which Spacey became synonymous with dark, brooding characters. His portrayal of a fanatical serial killer in David Fincher's Say 7 and in 1995 remains etched in the collective memory of audiences worldwide. Additionally, his enigmatic performance as a mysterious gangster in The Usual Suspects garnered him international recognition and earned him his first Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. However, Spacey's crowning achievement on the silver screen came in 1999 with American Beauty. In this captivating film, he masterfully portrayed a sexually frustrated father yearning to break free from the monotony of suburban life, becoming entangled in an obsessive relationship with his teenage daughter's friend. Despite the highs and lows of his personal and professional journey, Kevin Spacey's undeniable talent and unforgettable performances have left an indelible mark on the world of entertainment. As the film American Beauty garnered acclaim and secured 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Kevin Spacey claimed his second Oscar, this time for Best Actor. Following this triumph, Spacey embarked on a brief shift toward more gentle and varied movie roles, such as a romantic lead alongside Helen Hunt in Pay It Forward and an eccentric figure in the sci-fi mystery KPIX. However, the outcomes of these endeavors yielded mixed results. In 2003, Spacey made a significant announcement that he would assume the role of artistic director at London's prestigious Old Vic Theatre. This appointment marked the beginning of a decade-long tenure that would be widely applauded. During this period, he dazzled audiences with his stage performances in plays like Lost in Yonkers and The Iceman Cometh. Spacey's artistic vision attracted A-list actors and directors, who eagerly participated in diverse and audacious productions. He reveled in the opportunity to embody Shakespeare's Richard III and to stage iconic works by American playwrights such as Eugene O'Neill, Arthur Miller, and Tennessee Williams. Simultaneously, Spacey achieved further success on the big screen, delivering a captivating portrayal of the nefarious Lex Luthor in Superman Returns. In 2013, Spacey played a pivotal role in launching Hollywood's streaming revolution by taking on the lead role in Netflix's groundbreaking series, House of Cards. In this gripping political drama, he portrayed a ruthless U.S. congressman willing to go to any lengths to ascend to the presidency. House of Cards quickly became a cultural phenomenon, being the first online-only series to receive Emmy nominations and secure a win, subsequently ushering in the era of binge-watching. However, Spacey's illustrious empire began to crumble in October 2017. Just weeks after the emergence of sexual assault allegations against Harvey Weinstein prompted the hashtag MeToo movement, Spacey found himself confronted with similar accusations. Actor Anthony Rapp was the first to publicly come forward, alleging that Spacey had assaulted him at a New York party in 1986, when Rapp was just 14 years old. Spacey promptly issued an apology, but faced criticism for seemingly attempting to divert attention by publicly confirming his homosexuality, an aspect that had long been an open secret in Hollywood. Within a month, Spacey faced assault allegations from multiple men on both sides of the Atlantic. Consequently, he was dropped by Netflix, and shockingly removed from the film All the Money in the World at the 11th hour. Since then, Spacey has seldom made public appearances, except in court, where he consistently denies all allegations of sexual abuse. In 2019, assault charges against him were dropped in Massachusetts, and in October 2022, a New York court dismissed Anthony Rapp's $40 million sexual misconduct lawsuit. With AFP.